The following program is sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries.
If you are the government, give to the government what you as a great citizen ought to give to the government. And that includes doctrine from the Bible, which is love and freedom and deliverance. And why would the church not do that?
Together, we're inspiring people to live for Jesus. If you're looking for more in life, to live with purpose and peace, to make a difference for your family and those in need around the world, Jesus is the answer. And our mission is to simply point you to Him. You're watching Kingdom Connection with Jensen Franklin.
I want you to open your Bibles back to the book of Acts. This is a time when we need clarity. This is a time when we need to understand what the Bible teaches us as Christians. Do you believe that? In verse 14, but Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice. And that it wasn't just the preacher standing. Number one, we need preachers to stand up and preach the truth in this critical hour. And then the 11, though, I don't know why, I preached a long time. I never saw that the 11 stood with them. Luke, the physician, stood with them, a professional physician standing up with the gospel and its clear message of repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And so, It takes all kinds. Matthew, who was wealthy, stood with them. I don't have time to break it down, but all of these different people stood with them. Even when others got upset, like Judas, and sat down, Matthias stood up and took his place. And this is an hour when the preachers need to be standing up and preaching the truth of God's word, and the congregation needs to be standing up right with the preacher. Give me a big amen. All right. With that in mind, I want you to go over quickly, turn right to 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 8. For if the trumpet makes an uncertain sound, who will prepare for battle? How will the troops know what to do if the trumpet being sounded by leadership is uncertain? So one of the biggest lies in America that I believe has messed up the mindset of a whole generation is don't talk about politics and religion. I did not just throw this sermon together because I saw something on the news or whatever. I have been holding on to this for several weeks. I've been adding and working to it. So I'm done with apologizing. I'm going to preach the truth of God's word. Don't talk about, they say, the lie says, don't talk about politics and religion. Because of this mindset, for 30 years, extreme liberal, anti-God, anti-Bible, anti-life, anti-Israel, pro-same-sex marriage, pro-LGBTQ agenda has completely taken over our universities, and there has risen in America a spirit that says our country is evil, that America is racist, that we had our beginning as an evil beginning, and certainly we had sin, the sin of racism, the sin, and still do, and the sin of slavery, and we fought a war, and we had 613,000 plus men die fighting over slavery, and thank God for the outcome of that leadership from Abraham Lincoln and the people who led that war. The one world government that is coming is prophesied in remarkable accuracy in the Bible. It talks about an Antichrist leader that will rise full of Satan. It talks about how currency and money will be done away with, and there will only be one world currency with a one world government and a one world leader. And there will be a microchip. All of this, in so many words, is described with remarkable accuracy. We did not understand it 50 years ago when I heard my daddy preach sermons like I'm preaching right now. But there will be microchips that are already happening in Europe that are implanted into people's bodies. And without it, you cannot buy. Without it, you cannot get food or gas or the essentials of life, the necessities of life. That is happening as I speak. And socialism is the mechanism that will bring it to pass. For there to be one world government, hear me big now, America must be destroyed. We are the superpower with military strength, economic strength, and spiritual strength of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in order for the evil to take over, America must be diminished and destroyed. America must be, and freedom must be shackled. There cannot be a strong economic nation and one world government, one world currency, and a one world leader have the opportunity to take over. The spirit of freedom has to be defeated. All of this will take place. That's why I'm standing here preaching with great conviction. All of what I just said will take place in the political arena. How can the church not stand up and speak up in such? We will have to apologize to our children and our grandchildren when they read what we have lost and what we sat silent and watched happen to a nation that was free and had the greatest, not perfect, but had the greatest opportunity for prosperity and blessing and freedom that the world has ever known. And we let it go down on our watch. It's very important that Christians open their eyes. It's very important that Christians wake up and do more than stay on Facebook all day and look at stupid stuff and then be uninformed and unconcerned and apathetic. Psalms 22 and verse 28 said, "The kingdom is the Lord's and He rules over nations." This generation has come to believe that the church has no part in determining how people should vote, and that the church has no say-so in it. When a minister or a Christian speaks out like I'm doing this morning against voting for a bill in Congress that is not biblical, many believe that that preacher is out of line and that he should be silent. But that was not how this nation was founded and formed. When they started the colonies for one reason, religious freedom. They came here on, and they established the colonies. It's amazing. They really were religious sanctuaries for various denominations of Christians. For example, Pennsylvania was founded by the Quakers because the Quakers, which was a religious Bible teaching, preaching group of people, they wanted to practice their faith without being interfered by Britain and the Church of England and their doctrine. They wanted their own doctrine. That's where Pennsylvania came from. Maryland was established as a Catholic state for the Catholics. Massachusetts was established by and for the Puritan denomination. There was no separation of church and state. Reverend John Witherspoon was one of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. Out of 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence, one of them was a preacher. We need not to fight with bullets and bombs, but to fight with wheels and words and to tell the truth of God's word. we need in this critical hour. Matthew 22 and verse 21, render unto God the things that are God's, and render under Caesar or the government the things that are the government's. What does that mean? That means in America, the government is not Washington, D.C. The government is not the Democrats or the Republicans. The government is we, the people. And he's addressing, Jesus said that verse, by the way. He said, if you're fortunate enough to get to be the government, to live in a nation where it's not a president, it's not a king who has all authority and all power, but if you are the government, give to the government what you as a great citizen ought to give to the government, and that includes doctrine from the Bible, which is love and freedom and deliverance. And why would the church not do that? There are two reasons why God raised America up. Number one, he knew that we would preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and spread the gospel all over the world. And in order for that to happen, it had to be an economic system that would cause great wealth and prosperity to come upon the people that would finance the spreading of the gospel and churches by the millions built in every nation of the world. It did not come out of Europe. It did not come out of South America or Africa or Asia. It came the spreading of the gospel. God has his own purposes, and he said, I choose America to be the spreader of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The second reason that God, please hear me, that God raised up America is not only would he raise up Billy Graham's and organizations and denominations, every mighty one has been birthed out of this nation. But the second reason is God knew that in order to birth the nation of Israel, it would require a nation mighty with military power, with economic power, and with great biblical convictions to stand with the nation of Israel so that it could be reborn. That happened in 1948. And the only real friend that Israel has on this planet, and that's why I'm proud to be an American, because Israel would have already been overcome by terrorists and taken over had America not given them the weapons, had America not helped them, had America not stood with Israel. God has blessed America because we have blessed and stood with the nation of Israel. And when you vote against, let me say it like I want. When you vote for anyone who is anti-Israel, you literally are voting against every part of this book from Genesis to Revelation. That is not a political thing. That is a biblical fact. Genesis 12 and 3. I will bless those that bless you. I will curse those that curse you. And out of you all the nations of the world shall be blessed. Can I give you one more quick one? Since I got the hornet's nest stirred up, I might as well go on and kick it real hard. Socialism is an economic system where government is in charge. The government begins to own by regulations and controls the dreams and the businesses and the entrepreneurial spirit. It begins to own it little by little. Socialism distributes money among the people. Socialism says that everybody ought to get the same whether they step up and stand up and risk and work harder, it does not matter. Government intervenes into the labor market in socialism. The government state becomes the primary employer. These are just, you can read this, well, you used to could, now you can't even trust the history books. But it's just a historical fact what happened. Go ask the people in Venezuela how it worked out. It's happened in our lifetime. They've switched from capitalism to socialism. They're devastated. They do not have any food. They do not have any. It's devastating. They have no freedom. They have a dictator. Cuba. How's that going for them? Do you want that in America? It is happening, and people don't even see it. The Bible teaches 6 days shall you work. Some of you think you get 2 days off. The Bible said 6 days thou shalt work. I want my staff to hear that. 6 days thou shalt work. Kid. The Bible teaches personal responsibility. I want somebody to get happy over this like you do John 3:16. The Bible teaches reliability, excellence, dependability, not entitlement. Not entitlement. What America ought to do is make sure everybody gets a chance. And I know I don't know everything. I know I don't understand every perspective. I know I was born a white man. And there's no way I can understand the prejudices but this is what could, the possibility, if we could ever get beyond these walls we build up and sit at the table and say, we can work these things out. We have middle ground we can find to give everybody a chance. I'm almost done. But can I give you these three and I'll quit? All right. Throw up for me real quick Ecclesiastes 5, verse 18 and 20. Now, here's what I've seen. It's good and fitting for one to eat and drink and enjoy the good of his labor. Hallelujah. How many of you didn't ride a mule to church this morning? Let me see your hand. Then how many of you know you're blessed because you had an automobile bring you to church this morning? Let me see your hand. Enjoy the good of his labor, which he toils under the sun. That doesn't sound like he's lazy. And all the day, for it is his heritage. For every man to whom God has given riches. There's some people that God has blessed and God gave it to them. Well, why not me? There's a lot of things that go into that, but I do believe there's a spark of genius in every human being. But you got to feed it. Great riches, wealth, given power to eat of it, receive his, and leave as an inheritance, rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God. How many of you believe that? That if the Lord's blessed you with homes and anything, it's the gift of God. He will not dwell unduly on the days of his life because he keeps him busy with the joy of his heart. And it goes on to say, celebrate it. Let me show you another one. Proverbs 31. Watch this woman. This is capitalism. Proverbs 31. This is what he said is the perfect woman. Not only is she a housewife and takes care of the family and stuff, but she's an entrepreneur too. She considers a field and buys it. She didn't have to do that. Yeah, this is what I'm trying to get you to understand. That's capitalism right there. She profits, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength, strengthens her arms, perceives that her merchandise is good, gets it all together, opens a stand in the market, starts making money, starts doing this, and her lamp does not go out. She works so hard, but she's a go-getter. And that's fine. If you don't want to do that, and that's all good too. God has different plans. But I'm trying to say, you cannot say that's socialism. Let me give you one more. And I'm done. Matthew 25. You know the story of the talents. He gave one 5 talents. He gave another 2 talents. He gave him ability. And one of them took his talents, 5, and he turned it into 10. One took 2. He turned it into 4. But the other guy took the 1 talent, buried it in the ground, said, I was afraid. And God said, you're a wicked servant. Jesus said this stuff. He said, take from him Take from him who does not have and give to him who knows how to do something with what he's got. Jeez, that's hard, isn't it? So is what we're being told biblical when we hear certain people say things? Absolutely not. And stand to your feet. I don't know what else to say. But at least stand firm. Now that you've heard reinforcement from God's word, stand firm. What I didn't get to preach is don't vote for anybody and I'm not mad at anybody, but don't vote for anybody who would back the LGBTQ agenda. Genesis 1, he made them male and female. Romans chapter 1, please read it. It'll give you great clarity. It's not an uncertain trumpet on their whole agenda. I don't know what to do except to say Jesus is the answer. The Bible is the answer. Can we end in a prayer this morning? This is so unusual for you who are visiting. Normally we have altar calls and tons of people come down. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. You can receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior because you're not promised another month, another week. Jesus could come today. So I want us to pray this prayer out loud and say, Jesus, I surrender all. I give you my life. And Lord, I'm standing in the land of the free, the home of the brave, the men and women by the millions, Americans who've shed their blood, been maimed, and they've died for our freedom. May we never turn our back on you and on your word. Give me courage to stand up with the preachers, to stand up with the word of God, to stand up in all the influence in the world that I'm in, and be a light in the darkness. In Jesus' name, God bless America. I pray. Amen.
Praise God. Oh, we love to hear from you. It's exciting when you call us and let us know what God has done for you. Call the number on the screen or go to our website and fill out the salvation form, and we'll send you a free salvation journey devotional to help you in your new relationship with Jesus Christ. Our whole team rejoices when we hear of those amazing salvations. If you've watched us for any length of time, you know that we are a ministry that stands solidly with the nation of Israel. We stand for the nation, but more importantly, the people, the Jewish people, both in Israel and here at home. On October the 7th last year, the Hamas terrorists revealed how evil they are, raping and killing innocent women and children by the hundreds. So when I ask our friends and our partners at the Jewish National Fund, what more could we do to help provide a roadmap of restoration and rebuilding in these devastated communities? And they came back with a comprehensive 3-year plan. And phase one of this initiative is all about safety. We cannot let what happened on October the 7th ever happen again, and that is why we're building civil defense centers. Listen to this, over 800 safe houses so that 800 families in a moment's time can run into their backyard in these completely secured safe house rooms and be safe and be armed, quite frankly, to defend their families. I mean, never has Israel needed to know that they have friends in America and especially in the Christian church. Together we can be light over darkness. Watch this and see how you can be involved.
On October 7, Israel was attacked by the dark forces of Hamas. It was the worst massacre the Jewish people experienced since the Holocaust. The Eshkol region in southern Israel was attacked directly. This is where Jensen Franklin Media Ministries in partnership with the Jewish National Fund, have been working the last 5 years to build fortified schools, bomb shelters, and other life-saving projects. Thankfully, these projects did save many lives that day. And now we stand at a pivotal moment, poised to provide a lifeline for the people of Eshkol who continue to be attacked by terrorists every day. Jensen Franklin Media Ministries recently committed the largest amount of funding ever towards the initiative, From Darkness to Light, representing our unwavering dedication to not just help rebuild communities in Eshkol, but to mend hearts and restore what seemed irrevocably lost. We have a comprehensive plan that will be completed in 3 phases. Phase number 1 provides physical safety. That is why we are building civil defense centers and over 800 safe houses, making sure every family in the region has a safe room in case of terrorist attacks. When you give to a project like this, there is a promise for you found in Genesis 12:3. I will bless those who bless you, Israel. Together, we can demonstrate that faith combined with collective action can illuminate the darkest moments and forge a brighter, more hopeful future for the Eshkol community. Call or go online today.
One of the most important elections of our lifetime is happening in just a few months. If it's anything like the 2020 election, your vote matters more now than ever. In state after state during the last election, the direction of our nation was decided by as few as 10 to 20,000 votes. Most disturbing is the 20 million evangelicals nationwide that believe the Bible is the inspired word of God, that believe Jesus lived a perfect life, born of a virgin, died on a cross, and rose from the dead. 20 million evangelicals nationwide did not vote in 2020. If you're a Christian, I want to challenge you to be sure you're registered to vote and that you vote your values. The future for our children and our grandchildren is on the line, and we cannot sit this one out.
This program has been sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries. We hope you've enjoyed this teaching by Jensen Franklin, and thank you for your continued support of this ministry. Visit us online at jensenfranklin.tv.